So the face of our country has changed. The interesting situation here is, obviously we've not had Edinburgh yet, but we've had major regions in. We've had a majority, I reckon, in now. And even the people on the radio, on the BBC, are pretty much saying it's all over by shouting, unless something extraordinary happens in Edinburgh, which people are not predicting at all. So essentially, it looks like this country is staying together. The United Kingdom is staying the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Scotland will remain part of that. But the Yes campaign have struck a mighty blow, especially in the matters, the parts of Scotland that actually matter in the grand scale of things. Dundee, North Lanarkshire, which is just outside Glasgow, Glasgow itself, have all voted yes, overwhelmingly yes. So, essentially, I'll turn this off because it's distracting. There we go. Sorry about that. Essentially, it's the rural areas, it's the richer areas that have voted to stay in the United Kingdom, but the major population centres, other than Edinburgh, have voted to leave. You're going to end up with, as forecast, maybe 5 percentage points in it maximum. Unless, of course, Edinburgh is a dramatic swing one way or the other. People are saying Edinburgh are going to vote no, which I don't think that's in much doubt. The thing is, if they don't vote no, they'd have to vote yes in big numbers. If they do vote no in big numbers, that could actually seriously dent the Yes campaign's sway post this. Because let's not kid ourselves, right? The amount of people that have voted yes does not leave us with a harmonious situation in Scotland. We're looking at, I'm not going to say violent at all, because to be fair, this has been handled really well. But we are looking at half of a country not wanting to be part of a bigger union. That's a lot of people. So, it, I guess, depends on what happens with devolution. And here's the thing with devolution: if you devolve more powers to Scotland, something has to happen for the rest of us. Wales and Northern Ireland have some devolution. Northern Ireland has more than Wales does. But England has nothing. Not much in Westminster is decided upon purely for England. We have the national ticket. We get everything that the union gets. There's no decisions made in Westminster on a national level that we say, no, we're not going to subscribe to that, in quite the same way that Scotland does and Northern Ireland does. This must change, especially if Scotland gets more devolution. This must change. England cannot be that. Things cannot stay as they are. Things cannot stay the same anymore. I fully support that. I fully support English devolution. I think the best way to do it would be, I can't remember what the guy's name was, but he was a Tory backbencher that came on the radio last night and said, essentially, that you have two parliaments, essentially, in Westminster. You have the Union Parliament, where you have Scottish, Welsh and Northern Irish MPs, as well as your English MPs, but then you also have an English-only parliament in Westminster. Or maybe just keep the same buildings or whatever, but just have English-only sessions where devolved matters can be discussed. That does pose an interesting question really politics in England, because you have a majority of Labour are based in Scotland. Labour, if they were to win next year, that would be mostly thanks to Scotland. And other nations. England is predominantly conservative, in my opinion, unfortunately, but that's how it is. So if you were to have an English parliament, you would have to have that based on an English majority. And here's the thing, you would have a Labour-run national union government, and you would have a conservative government in the in England. That could get quite messy, in theory. I've got to be honest, as somebody who is not conservative in the slightest, I might possibly consider moving to another part of the UK to escape it. If of course that was something that I felt I needed to do. And I wonder how many people you would have, how many political people would move because of decisions that are made in their part of the UK, if you get that kind of devolution, if you get that kind of separation. How many people would move to Scotland? How many people would move to Northern Ireland or Wales to escape a conservative-run country, which I could not see changing. Because this country is so overwhelmingly conservative a majority of the time, as in England. So, okay, those are my initial thoughts on the Scotland thing. This is by no means over. There is every chance that Edinburgh could surprise people and the Yes vote could get a massive surge, but they would need a massive surge in Edinburgh, and it's not likely. So, essentially, it looks like the UK is going to stay together, but the face of the UK will change. The face of the UK must change. If they don't, the 90% turnout that you're seeing in Scotland will have been ignored. The turnout has been absolutely astounding. I've never seen the public of this country engaged in quite the same way. I personally think it's brilliant. But here's the thing. If Westminster and Holyrood ignore that and continue with the status quo, which is unlikely but possible, they will disenfranchise people massively. And you cannot afford that. You cannot afford to do that. Now that you have people engaged politically, you cannot afford to ignore them. You have to listen to these people. And half of these people are not happy with the union, let alone anything else. So let's do something about it. Let's fix this.